You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello everyone, Lucille here again, this time with a TV drama review. Inside Man is a four-part drama written and created by Steve Moffat, known for Doctor Who and It's a Sin, and directed by Paul McKeegan, who directed the film Victor Frankenstein. It stars David Tennant, also of Doctor Who fame, and Stanley Tucci, probably best known for his role as Caesar in The Hunger Games.
There are moments that make murderers of us all.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Hello. Bye.
No one is safe from the worst that they can do. Cracks can open in the most ordinary life and swallow anyone at all. All it takes is a good reason and a bad day. Everyone is a murderer. You just have to meet the right person.
The plot revolves around a series of very bad decisions, some would say ridiculously bad, made mostly by Tennant's vicar, Henry Watling. When reporter Beth's new friend Janice goes missing, she asks Tushy's Jefferson, aka the Death Row detective, for help. This sees two seemingly unrelated worlds, one in England and one in America, collide.
You murdered your wife?
I know.
And now sometimes people approach you with, well, I suppose you'd say, cases?
Yes.
And you solve them?
Sometimes.
The death row detective. The crime-solving wife killer.
What sort of paper are you writing for?
I have a number of options and a lot of interest.
No, I didn't ask which paper. I asked what kind. Because your headlines sound a little lurid.
I'm a serious journalist. I have a track record in crime writing, so if I'm sounding lurid right now, maybe that's on you.
Although the drama is very watchable, with many unexpected twists and turns, hand-over-mouth moments, and some very good acting, it is not perfect. Some conversations just go on too long. There is too much Tennant and not enough Tushy. The real stars are Jefferson's instantly likeable serial killer sidekick Dylan, played by Atkins Estimond, and the clever but super weird Janice, played by Dolly Wells. The audio description is okay, but the quality and voices vary, which is really noticeable if you binge watch. The more unsettling aspects are described with just the right amount of detail, with not too many spoilers. This drama is not for the faint-hearted, with themes including sexual harassment, suicide, paedophilia, torture and murder. If you are a black and white type person who likes distinctly good and bad characters, fantasy or reality, not both at the same time, and all your questions answered, this drama will be your worst nightmare. But if, like me, you want to be continually questioning who's good and who's bad, and have more questions left unanswered than answered, this is well worth a watch. Just don't take it too seriously. Thank you for listening to my review of Inside Man, which is available with audio description on BBC iPlayer.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.